bet, take it back to them date. Counting sheep on say they hand afloat. Carpet with my baby mama, ate a dollar profit from the coffee I poke. Rent a center calling their date. Nobody home, they knocking on the door. Now I skirt, 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 skirt. It was the only dream that I can afford. Now I roll through the
I ride to California. Beach frog over goggles. I'm leaning out the window. OJ shining on me. Simpson shining on me. Slick surface flow, bro. Off the squad.
Run it, run it, run it, run it. I rock, I roll, I glow, I glow,
I glow.
I rock, I roll, you say, I glow, I glow,
I glow.
I rock, I roll, no, I glow, I glow,
I glow.
I roll, one time, I glow, I glow.
Let's go.
Ain't nobody fucking with T, but that just may be my ego.
Go.
But don't be too cool, you might freeze, because niggas get stuck in
man,
the cold.
Look at this ice.
Shit weighs a ton, water your garden, my nigga.
Stun on these niggas.
Tell these black kids they could be who they are. Dye your hair blue, shit, I'll do it too. Look, I smell like Chanel. I never mark up with my manicure nails. I coconut oil the skin. I keep the top low, because the follicle's thinning. But other than that, man, it feels like I'm winning. Go from statistic to millionaire. Seeing and doubting, because my skin is dark. Then they forget when I get in my car.
OJ shining on me, Simpson shining on me, slick surface flow, bro, off this world. Run it, yeah.
I glow,
I glow,
I rock, I roll, you say I glow, I glow,
I glow,
I rock, I roll, no, no, I glow, I glow,
I glow,
I rock, I roll, one more time, I glow, I
let's go.
Flower boy T, nigga, that's me. Rooted from the bottom, blooming to a tree. Took a little while, nigga, making leaves. Keep it in my branches, family can eat. Favorite color green, energy is strong. Giving niggas life, birdie and the bees. Dropping them seeds, not what you want. You don't know what I keep in the trunk. Run it, run it.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the first hour of Arouse Radio. Yes, I'm your host, Sina. I have a special guest with me today. You want to introduce yourself?
Hey. Hey. I'm Ore. I'm the said special guest. It's really nice to be here.
Yes.
Yeah,
but like for today's episode, well, most importantly, Ore and I are reaching UNG status next week. We're both turning 20, which is, like, insane.
Yeah.
I've tried my best to have, like, the most positive outlook on it. And honestly, like, there's so much to look forward to. But also, like, so much to, like, you know. Yeah, so much to miss. Yeah, so this hour is dedicated to...
20.
Yes.
Our knees are cracking.
Yes.
Back hurts when we get up in the morning. You know, we're getting up there. So.
You know, we're getting there.
Yeah.
But yeah, most of these songs are just like songs that I listened to a lot, like in high school, just music that got me through like my adolescence. My adolescence was a pretty interesting time. Very grateful for my experience, I'd say. Yeah, like, who's your favorite artist, like, in high school and, like, just growing up?
I would say that when I was growing up, my favorite artist had to be BTS.
Yes.
I'm kind of like every other K-pop kid. I got into K-pop, like, kind of at the worst point of my life. And then they kind of were there and, like, saved the day.
That's so real.
So, I listen to a lot of K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
honestly, I wish I would have listened to a bit more.
Yeah.
I listened to a lot of music. I think it was more so, like, it didn't have, like, that really, really significant meaning to me, so.
No, I totally get that. I feel like K-pop is, like, the one genre I've neglected, like, in my music taste. Mm. Not to say that, like, I don't try to listen to it, but it's just, like, I try to listen to as many genres as I can, and K-pop's, like, the one genre I keep, like, missing.
You know, it's just not always for everybody. Yeah. And that's okay.
No, for sure. Definitely put me on, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
there may or may not be a K-pop song thrown in today's hour.
Yeah. No, yeah. K-pop can sometimes be funky. Mm-hmm. It can be a little funky sometimes, because sometimes those songs, like, you know they made it, like, straight off of the trend.
Yes. That's so cool. I think one of my favorite artists, or like the most important artist to me growing up, this is gonna sound so cliche, but I'm gonna have to say Kid Cudi. Mm-hmm. I saw this tweet the other day, or it might have been a TikTok that like stole a tweet. That's how like basically all TikToks are nowadays. Like they literally just steal tweets.
Yeah.
But it was this TikTok that was talking about how like every like hot male celebrity has Kid Cudi to thank for their career. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is so true. Mm-hmm. Like if you think about it, I think the first person that came to mind for me was like Timothée Chalamet. Mm-hmm. And Drew Starkey, and then who else? Joe Burrow. Like every, well, these are just like white males. Mm-hmm. But like, no, I think that's a fair like criteria to put on to it too. Like every like hot white male celebrity has Kid Cudi to thank for their career, which is so interesting.
Like the fan edits, or in what way?
Like they just like say like, oh, like I grew up listening to Kid Cudi, like Kid Cudi, like basically they literally say like Kid Cudi saved my life, which is so real. I mean, I don't know if I could say like an artist is actually, I can maybe say that for like one or two artists that have like saved my life, but yeah, I was like, that's such a fascinating thing, and I mean, it's so real. I mean, Kid Cudi, he's like an amazing artist. Yeah, this next song is actually by Kid Cudi. So yeah, we'll be dropping in throughout the hour. Stay tuned. Please stay tuned. Yeah.
This is Easy Sunday Morning, and we're right here on a beautiful morning in Cleveland, Ohio, and it's chilly today. The kids are going to school, the grass is frosty.
This should be my,
let's take it on the ride out
theme hour. Song
in the morning
to life.
Hello, Cleveland.
A nigga like me be so gone. Eyes so low that a nigga gotta throw his looks on. Wonder what them folks on. That's what they be asking. Dumb kush we smoke on. Smell it when a nigga passing. We get into the cash and you can see a nigga shining. Just a little gold, a couple holes, couple two, three diamonds. Up in the hood where you find them. Let's see y'all on the road. Every show got a bag for the blow and Patron. All my niggas getting told with like they post to. Cause life is showing, filled with lots of grief and doubt. So I just pulled that bag of colorful frosty leaves on out and free my scalp.
I need free my mind, a puff at a time. I'm up all the time, I'm up on the grind. So a Red Bull and a blow will be fine. Just wanna feel fine,
just wanna kill time. Just wanna relax and think of a rhyme. Don't really like sipping cause I get the trip. And my nigga just roll up a heap of that pine. And only bring a little bit for the trip just in case we get blurred by 5-0.
So you look high.
I know, but I prefer my eyes.
Yeah.
Low.
Talking about weed again, probably cause of all that weed in him. you know. Cause and effect is what most don't know. Doing bad, or like Mike said, could be doing wrong. Forget about the obvious context of the song. Put your brain where it belong. Can't we just all get a bone and tag along? And we flow. We kids with hope. Better to cope when you smoke. Dog, please don't miss. What a nigga trying to get you thinking about. We outside, become my mama in the house. Puh-puh pass with your bitch ass. Back in high school, smoke weed when I cut glass. And now I'm an addict. Tragic, stable enough, I'm reclining. Happy looking down, see my titties be shining. Good look easy, now stay blinded by that light. Somebody pass me a seal to the right. Yes, I'm going, I'll be out it. And you can find me, I'll be chilling back. I'll be chilling, Jack. Let's go. Oh, 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 oh
time is really flown by, I guess, and it's hard to think of my plans better or remember it specifically the words and all the rest of it. I was down, more than I'll ever be, probably. That has more to do with it altogether. Like the orange trees in the backyard, and it's Easter, and it just won't end. Fucking Phil, he's off on his board somewhere, and I'm just sitting here getting more and more lost with everything. That's the thing about it. It's not as if the cousin had promised something and taken it away. It was like maybe I could share my so-called dreams, which really meant none of it was happening. That reach around midnight left with just about that, nothing. There's not anything particular about it either, and I think that the whole thing gets vaguer every second. But I am too, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's even funny when I stop and realize I'm just 19. How serious can I be anyway?
Okay, so this next song that we're gonna play is actually a recommendation of yours truly. It's Spring Day by BTS. It's probably one of my favorite songs of all time, and if I would think about my like adolescence, like my teen years, this was definitely one of the most like influential songs and definitely the most influential band. I am a K-pop kid at heart forever, so I love BTS, and yeah, I really hope you enjoyed the song.
Best friend, 아침은 다시 오.
So we were just talking about, like, music that's gotten us through hard times, like, recently. And I will say spring semester for me was so rough because I was taking calc. And, I mean, I'll just say, like, I was in that calc tutor room, like, 24/7, like, as much as I could possibly be in the calc tutor room. But the one thing that kept me sane in there and just, like, kept me sane was the spring semester, like, not only taking calc, but just dealing with spring semester. I mean, if anything, like, you start the semester and it's, like, freezing cold outside. And it's, like, it's harder to start a semester off when it's, like, freezing cold than it is, like, in the fall and whatnot. And it's, like, hot out. But I will say Cleosol got me through calc. Shout out Cleo Soul. I would literally be listening to her all the time in that calc tutor room. And I still do listen to her, like, all the time. I love Cleo Soul. Like,
Cleo, if you're one of our four listeners, we love you.
We love you, Cleo Soul. Like, we were talking about how she literally is mother. Like, literally is mother. Like, her album, Mother, is, like, very mother. I have to say, like, one of my favorite songs off the album. I'd say One Day. That was my introduction to Cleo Soul. And we're actually going to be playing Don't Let Me Fall off of that album. But are you familiar with Salt?
With Salt?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's like this, they're like a band, basically. But, like, no one really knows who's behind the band. But if you listen to their music, Cleo Soul is clearly one of the members. People know who's, like, have, like, a good idea as to, like, who's behind the band, but that's just not, like...
Yeah, I'll listen to that for sure.
Yes, but I love Salt because Cleo Soul is in Salt.
Yeah. I just want to say, like, about Cleo Soul, kind of the same exact thing. I went through spring semester, and I was going through it, bro. It was a tough semester, tough year.
Yeah.
Kind of a bad summer, but, you know, I think that she just has such a beautiful... like, spirit to her music, and I really, really appreciate the lyrics, you know. Sometimes if you just focus within and think about those lyrics, it really gets you, like, far, so.
Clock it. Okay.
Only nights, I still hear the cries from Sherry. Please don't hit me. We were kids under the sheets. In this hoarded house, there's no hope in these rooms of fluke dreams. All these pictures looking at me.